Indian motorcycle brand is part of the fabric of American culture, and we've been on a mission to build the most iconic bike in the history of motorcycles, the Indian Chief, and reclaim its rightful place at the front of the pack.
Polaris Industries turned up the throttle on its latest creation with this flashy promotional spot, clearly taking on the most conspicuous bike on the road, Harley-Davidson. Immediately after the Indian brand debuted last August, the Spirit Lake production line went to work and by year's end had shipped out around 4,000 motorcycles. Brad Becker supervises assembly.
I mean, we build toys. We have a toy factory here. So it's pretty easy to get excited about what we have going out the door.
Expensive toys with heavy chrome starting just under $19,000. It takes 3.5 hours to turn 900 parts into a classic, vintage, or chieftain, today's descendants from the Indian company founded in 1901. Its storied history spans both world wars, when motorcycles were mounted with machine guns and sidecars were modified to carry stretchers. Designers have retained the skirted fenders and have added modern luxuries like keyless ignition, Bluetooth audio, and electric windshields. The excitement on the street is encouraging.
Oh! The unboxing of the first 2014 Indian motorcycle to land on the shores of Hawaii. Let's do it, guys.
The demand is global. Operations Director Corey Knutson says they are dealing with a shortage.
One of our bigger issues is getting enough bikes to our international customers. So that's something that we're concentrating on heavily this month and next month is, I think, about 80% of what we're building are international units.
Polaris has hired a celebrity spokesman who used to own bike shops in eastern Iowa. The History Channel's Mike Wolf, who stars on American Pickers, now lives outside Nashville.
All of a sudden, people are looking at our state not just as a producer of food. You know, a lot of people say Iowa feeds the world. Well, you know, now Iowa is putting the world on two wheels and a motor, which is really cool. Now it all comes from our great state, which is huge.
The last stop on the assembly line is the road simulator where the Indians reach cruising speed. So far, there are no Indian retailers in Iowa, but there's a Harley dealership 2 miles from the factory. We'll get their reaction tomorrow. In Spirit Lake, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.